Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
I'm here.
Not so silent Bob.
I'm still here too.
And scrolling Z, Isaac.
Hi.
Don't be so enthusiastic.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about food peeves.
Food peeves. Okay, so first we can't.
Oh, Bob.
We got Isaac. We got Bob's grandson, Generation Z, in the studio. Like
our first one.
Yes, our first Gen Z.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
You're doing it big, buddy.
Yeah.
We've heard about you.
That's great.
Good stuff.
Yeah, all
mostly.
Good.
I'm sure.
Not about your potty training days or anything.
Great.
Yes.
So how did Grandpa sell you on joining the podcast?
He asked me if I wanted to do it, and since he's my grandpa, I didn't really want to... you know, refuse. I feel like that'd be rude since he may drop dead any day.
See what I mean? That's why I say I'm still here.
His dying wish was for you to join the podcast today.
Something like that.
You know, it's funny. I was so impressed. You're like, oh, I didn't want to be rude. I'm like, how nice. And then you went downhill from there. And I loved it.
A sharp left turn. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Isaac. Where you living? What you doing? What you doing in your free time?
I'm from Branson, Missouri.
Nice.
I don't do a lot on my free time.
Where were you born, though? You weren't born in Branson.
I was born in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I've moved like
five, six times
yes. now, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Branson's going to be the permanent residency for now, though.
Okay, cool.
Until, I don't know, 2 or 3 years when I move away or go to college. So.
Okay, nice.
We'll see.
So you're how old?
16.
Okay, nice. And you're the oldest grandchild of your
family.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
A Boppo. Yes.
He's the one who started the Boppo thing, and I'm stuck with it. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I don't remember starting it, but I did.
You did it.
You're a trendsetter just from birth. All right.
Well, this is nice. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Really cool to have you. I mean, yes. So, all right. So the question is food peeves. Bob, you want to start?
What I could
think?
Start. Okay. Yeah. This was another one of those that I kept thinking, what the heck? I mean, I could tell you foods that I hate, and I've hated all my life.
Like?
Well, like celery.
Why are you adverse with, what does celery ever do to you?
It's gross.
I just don't like the flavor.
Celery.
I just don't like it.
It's just crunchy water, like most vegetables.
And then,
see, I like that perspective, Isaac. We're going to have you on more often.
And then when I went ahead and met my wife's family, they kept trying to sneak celery in on me. They would put it in a blender. And then try to go ahead and, you know, see if I could really taste. I did taste it. I don't think they've ever snuck it on me.
So they had this whole thing against you to try to.
Well, I don't know what it was. But ever since they found out that I didn't like celery, they would try to see if I really didn't like celery.
Oh, man.
I just had it in my head. So
thanks, in-laws.
They tried it a couple of times, and then they gave up finally. They know that I hate celery.
It's gross. There was a trend about 2 years ago that was celery juice every morning, like Tony Robbins.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I tried it, and I can't say I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But I do have two peeves, and I wouldn't be surprised if you guys would agree with me on some of this thing. One is people eating with their mouth open and clomping around, you know. I mean, I hate that. And the other one is texting. Especially when you're with somebody and they're, you know, you're out to dinner or something, and they're sitting there texting. And everybody sees this now. I mean, you'll see people in a restaurant and they're not talking to each other. They're just on their device and stuff.
Yeah.
That's one of my peeves. So
that feels like a personal text.
He's looking directly at you.
That's why during Boppo Day, and sometimes when we do special times, my wife and I take the kids out, the rule is no devices. And you know what? We really have great conversations, and we get to talk. And they really can talk intelligently, and it's fun to talk with them.
You sound surprised. Isaac seems like a really intelligent young man.
We just got, like I said, we just did Bapo Day, and Bapo Day was like, oh, my gosh, we started what time in the morning? Oh, it was afternoon, about 1 o'clock. And I think we ended up, it was dark. Oh. And it was like
so
10 o'clock.
So dark in the UP is like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was late. It was late. And again, no devices were allowed. And boy, we just talked up a storm. He ended up talking up a storm. They were in the back of the van, so it's kind of hard to hear them. But we knew that they were talking, and they were having a great conversation. The front of the van had their conversation. You guys in the back of the van had your conversation. But it was fun. Yeah. It was a fun day.
That's awesome. Yeah, we do no phones at the table for dinner. But
I think I remember you saying that, which I think is a good idea. Yeah. All right, so I can go.
Wait.
Mine is pretty simple. I am a diet, not diehard. I am a hardcore foodie. I like good food. And so my food peeve would be bad food.
Very broad.
Like, I am to the point and... at the point of my life where I just don't have a tolerance for bad food.
What's a bad food?
Like if I'm eating something and it tastes bad, and I'm just like, I am not about to waste my calories on bad food. And so that is my food peeve, is if it's not good, if it doesn't work for my palate, I am not wasting my calories. And so Derek is a little different because I made some really bad chicken fried rice last night, honestly. Okay. And I'm like, I just want to throw the whole thing away and start over. He's like, no, we're going to eat all of this, all of this chicken fried rice. So
what if I made some like tuna noodle casserole for you and you were at my house eating dinner and it was bad? What would you do?
I would be very courteous. I would just take a small portion or I would eat it. And that's because of when I traveled up with people and I lived in people's host family homes, you were always courteous. And so I would eat it. But if I am paying for it and it's bad, I don't want to waste calories.
Boy,
like that.
We went to a restaurant not too long ago, and I recommended some food. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Whew. Yeah,
it was great. She loved it so.
I did. Wow. So when it's good, I'm gobbling it all up, and I'm not even really a leftovers person. But if it's good food, I'll take the leftovers. But I am done, y'all, wasting my calories on bad food. No more bad food. That's my food peeve.
Good to know.
Yeah. You want to go, Isaac?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this one is kind of like chewing with your mouth open, but I don't like when people like suck in a lot of air when they're eating food. It makes a really loud noise even if their mouth is closed.
Can you demonstrate?
No, I can't, because some people just do it, I guess. Some people just learn to eat that way. I don't like it.
Bob, I'm trying to imagine.
It's like you can hear like their mouth chewing even if it's closed. I hate it.
You could not eat with my mother. She doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's okay.
It's nice to have a supportive mom.
This is going to be the one time she listens.
Right.
That's why you get away with saying what you want. You say things to people who don't listen to the podcast.
So I am interested. I want to hear, like, how do you respond when this happens, Isaac? Like, what does it do to you?
I usually ask them to stop, I guess. And some people just, like, learn to eat that way. And that's what really annoys me, because some people can't stop. And then usually I just try my best to not eat around them.
Okay.
I want to know, are these older people, younger people, or all ages?
All ages.
Okay.
Okay. So just the recap is chewing their food and allowing air to come into their mouth. Is that right?
Yeah, somewhat. It makes a weird noise. I don't like it.
Is it the noise of the food or just the inhalation of the air?
You can hear them chewing. It's weird.
I wonder if there's a video on YouTube for this.
I could try and find it.
If you find it, let us know, because I'm interested to hear how this sounds. All right. Jen,
I got one more. Oh, he's got one more.
I got one more. Bad shrimp. I don't know how you mess up shrimp.
The last time you had bad shrimp?
It's been a while.
Okay. Thankfully. What happened in that time? What did that?
Overboil it.
And overboil.
It gets real tough. Overboiled. I eat a lot of seafood. I really like seafood. Mm-hmm. And most seafood doesn't taste very good if it's not fresh. But yes. Shrimp tastes fresh almost no matter where you eat it. Mm-hmm. So when you mess up shrimp, it's like it feels like you're intentionally doing something wrong.
Okay.
Maybe
they didn't clean it well. That's my...
Oh, yeah.
Is it like the chewy, like it's too chewy? Like what is messed up shrimp?
Just like a not fresh taste.
Not
it just tastes
taste.
Old.
Oh.
It
okay,
tastes...
stale.
Yeah.
What do you think of the vein that's in a shrimp? Do you ever look at those or try to get the
bottom
vein out?
Feeders. They're bottom feeders.
Not really. I just eat shrimp.
Me
I like
too.
Shrimp.
I like shrimp too.
Yeah.
And I see
I
that
struggle with it sometimes. I look at it and I debate whether to eat that
piece. It's a little chewy.
Yeah.
I like chewy, though.
And I know what that vein is, so that's
yeah.
the part of
that's where I can't really... I just can't look at it while I eat it. Okay, so you said something that actually goes along with mine. You said if it tastes old. Now, when I was invited back for this episode, I'm like, why are they even inviting me back for this episode? And then as I was getting ready today, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. This
hilarious.
Episode was inspired... by Bob's house. We were having a meeting planning season 3. And he's such a great host.
Very
Bob is
hospitable.
A wonderful host. Yes, he gets out snacks and food and drinks and whatever to, you know, for his guests. But Bob offered me some kind of cracker or cookie in a plastic storage thing. Like it wasn't in the original wrapping. And he's like, here, have a cracker. And I was like, how old are those crackers? And he goes, they're not old. I'm like, how not old are these crackers? And he couldn't tell me how long they'd been in the storage container or when they would expire. And that is where this food peeve idea came from. I cannot eat food if I don't know how old it is. Huh. And so...
So do you go by that date? I mean, would you not eat food that was beyond the date?
Yeah, that is correct. So I am very, very particular about expiration dates on food. And, you know, it's funny. I was just visiting my in-laws in Utah this summer. And I said, do you guys have any chocolate? I just really craving chocolate. And my father-in-law goes, well, I have a special chocolate, you know, that I eat like one a month. And I would love to share, you know, but you can only have one. And I was just like, okay. And he brings it out. And I'm like, how old is that?
Was it like white? You know how to...
Okay, so that's a... Oh. So he goes, I got it for Christmas. And I look at it and I said, what Christmas? And so he's like, it's delicious. You'll love it. I put it in my mouth and I immediately spit it out and said, I can't eat this. Oh. And he's like, this is like fancy, delicious, special chocolate. And my mother-in-law said, it has a white coating on it. And I didn't know that about chocolate, that if it has a white film, that it's actually, it's old. But my father-in-law, he wanted to spite me. He had all the kids eat his special chocolate and say how delicious it was. And I said, something is wrong with their taste buds. So yeah, I can't eat things that taste stale or old or expired.
We usually get different candy in our. We have this tradition of having a stocking, and I think my daughter and my wife like to go ahead and put candy in it, and everybody gets a stocking, and so I don't want to eat all that candy in one time. So I usually take it and I put it in my drawer in my bedroom, and then maybe I'll be eating it all next year.
Wow! But do not invite
a little
Jen
bit,
over.
Like, what are those wafers? Necco. Necco
okay,
candy?
Yeah. Oh, I like Neccos.
I love Neccos. And so I, matter
they're
of fact.
They're chalky and.
Yeah, I might just take a couple Neccos out when I see it in the drawer and I'll just pop it in my mouth.
And... Thanks for sharing, Bob.
Are they like, so they're open? They stay open? And
yeah.
Stay,
yeah, they're
yep,
in
nope,
the wrapper. Yeah, mm-mm. You're not doing it.
No, like the open wrapper just stays. Nope.
Yeah.
Couldn't do
you
it.
Should at least put in a Ziploc.
That's what I would have to do. Mm.
But there, it's not chocolate or anything. It's just a wafer. I mean, never.
Wait, does it not get stale?
No, these don't.
Okay.
No, they're already stale. They start off stale.
Nope. Count me out.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.